I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. They dared to hope. In July 2011, the Republic of South Sudan declared itself independent. Many had hoped that was the end of civil war. But just 6 months later, ethnic tensions are threatening to squelch that hope. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says fighting created waves of refugees and street kids. Kids Alive began working with the street kids in the town of Wau. The needs are outpacing the ministry.
We're looking to build a couple of children's homes with 40 to 50 children provided with facilities where they're loved and where they have the opportunity to hear about the good news of Jesus.
There are links and more at our website. Meanwhile, what would you say if your church scrapped plans to build a worship center and build a playground instead? Well, the people of Los Olivos Church in Guatemala were skeptical, but their pastor got them to do it. Now, dozens of kids are using the structure, introducing community members to the church and to Christ. The church is now looking to put in a soccer field. You can help the Evangelical Free Church of America do it at our website. And is winter making you a little glum? Think about summer. Buckner International has some opportunities for you to travel overseas with Project Go. Annalise Schremer says team members pour Christ's love into the lives of needy kids through one-on-one attention. Buckner needs young volunteers to commit to a month this summer. Whether you're in Africa or Europe, it'll be worth it.
When our trip participants travel with us, they become a part of this family, this network of Christian people who really care about serving God's children and serving families. And so they come to be a part of this great organization.
Find the details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the Mission Network News Facebook force. Find the link at missionnetworknews.org. Not on Facebook? Get MNN delivered to your email or smartphone. Sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.